when I was working in a community centre, obviously I went to the meetings of neighbourhood and community centres, you know, houses, and you would hear all these different stories around Adelaide and beyond Adelaide, and obviously they were important everywhere, and we all did, to a degree, quite different things within them. You know, there were some that seemed to much more quickly get onto sustainability, and the groups that met there were all around sustainability very early on. In others, it was much more about women's groups or, you know, what's going to happen to them. So they all had their own character, yeah.
And are the same things happening now that were happening when it was in Sturt Street?
All right. Well, in terms of the Minor Works location, I think they've done what they can with the building to make it do as much as possible, and they're still operating under the COVID-19 issues, which creates some of it still its own limitations, e.g. the business of sharing food or having something over a coffee, or, you know, that you don't do that. And it does change the nature of then that activity. And I know that the Ergo residents, I haven't spoken to all of them, but, you know, you see people in your chat, they love it. They love that it's there because it's enlivened that building. Because as a hire space, it served the people who hired it. But it didn't create sort of links to the local community. People came in and out. And anyway, the local residents are registering. What a difference it makes if you have a place where people want to come in and do some activity, see something happening.
Will that make it harder to move?
I'm sure it will. Look, council is committed to pursuing that. But I think as a community, we have to keep reminding them to do that. And I'm hoping that Ergo, in particular residents, but others around there, start thinking, well, what do we do when it moves? How do we make it still more of a hub than what it was previously? And I think a lot of it has to do around, I've seen the council change in its notion about volunteer involvement. And that's not unique to this council. I think it's with everything becoming more formalised and everything becoming more of a, we've got to be careful of our insurance and we've got to have a safe this and a safe that. And it's taking away, I think, the notion that you and I are very capable, responsible people. And should we be asked to do something, we'll probably be able to do it very well. As most people can.
Yes.
But somehow it's that layering of, no, you can't be given any responsibility because, oh my God, if something goes wrong. There really is such a distinction between calling a person employee who's paid and a worker in your building, or site, or program who's a volunteer. And I think you could do a lot with that building if you said to the locals, wow, well, who's able to come and volunteer here? And really leave them to be in charge. And
that's the central thing for a community centre, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have the community owning it, operating it.
Yeah. And having the confidence that, one, you've selected the right people to be on duty, and that they're capable and recognise that. So that, oh, and look, this is really going back for me to when I was involved so much with volunteering, about making sure that people's paid work isn't taken away, because,
absolutely,
you know, that has to be there. But a recognition that things can be done in more ways than what we've sort of forced ourselves into. This is the only way this can work.
I think we've got to completely relook at what we call employment. What we term employment is just so strict and severe and bound.
Yes. Oh yeah, I couldn't agree more. And that, yes, that whole notion of work, I don't know what it engenders in your head, but I like the sound of work, you know. I like working, and I think in a way everyone does, but it's like we're almost taught in the formal process of work to act like we don't like work. Going back to some basics about a community centre or any other workplace I've been. So when I worked at the volunteer centre, well, obviously we were on about paid and volunteer work, working well together. But when I was there, nearly everyone was on a voluntary basis, and they would want to bring their child or their grandchild during school holidays. And I would say, well, yes, as far as we could, you know what the kids like, you know, will they fit into a workplace? And can I ask them to do some work? And they, you know, sometimes look at me a bit surprised and other times relieved or whatever that particular family's notion was. But what I always noticed was the kids loved being asked to do photocopying or to cut up these sheets or to sort that into that, you know, like you'd find very appropriate jobs, but rather than them sitting going, are we going home yet? It would be about, what are you doing? And then the others who were on board that day would ask them at lunchtime, oh, what have you done? Oh, that's good, you know, like it was.
So it's really all about healthy communities, isn't it? A healthy community is one that is more or less open to everyone.
That's right, yeah.
You would have had the capacity in your years of doing this work to sort of track everything and keep a record of how things have changed. Like you mentioned the newsletters. You keep a copy of every newsletter that's gone out.
Yeah.
And it'd be really evident when you're looking back at, say, 2012 or something, how different that is from 2021. And we don't notice it as we just, you know, live our lives through it.
Mm.
But things really do change, don't they? And they become, I don't know, more rigid in some ways?
Yes, I think strangely rigid, and sometimes I think simplified to a ridiculous degree, but using lots of processes to
get to the simplicity.
It's quite odd. Yes, I had mentioned the newsletter because when I moved into this area and then got to know the community much better when working at the community centre from 2005, but there had been a Neighbourhood Watch newsletter around for quite a while. It was not one that necessarily appealed to me because it listed all the crimes that had been committed or stats, and it just seemed an odd thing to focus on rather than what the achievements were of creating community. But anyway, somewhere along the line, they for a while didn't have much funding, and Joan Carlin and a range of people had decided to do a community newsletter, and they would incorporate some Neighbourhood Watch news for a bit, so that was good. And then later on that was re-established again for a while through advertising, so then you'd see a lot of advertising and a list of misdemeanors. But meanwhile, this little community newsletter was going on, and locals delivered it, and it was the time when there were lots of little working parties about improving street lighting, the footpath. There were lots of issues that people were working on. Well, when you mentioned 2012, you know, I was looking something up. It stands out for me because it was when Rao announced the DPA, the Development Plan Amendment, as to be effective, so that that development opposite where Ergo is now could go ahead. Well, it's the only one that hasn't gone ahead. Everything else has, but that one didn't. But I mean, there was a community meeting then, a public meeting, and the centre was filled to the rafters, and the locals said, it's time we have a residents association. And so just interesting to see those things in your local newsletter. And I guess for me, a local newsletter like this, you know, we do ask the question, should we keep putting it in people's letterboxes? And it just seems to me, if you don't, and you hope to rely on social media. If you don't think automatically about your geographic community, you may not look for it. I keep thinking, well, people may toss it out without reading it, hopefully into the recycle bin, but they at least see that they're the Adelaide South West community. Yeah. There's some recognition, and if they flick through it, their eyes might alight upon something that does matter to them. And I think keeping that geographic connectedness is, you know, COVID in a sense has highlighted that in a number of different ways. One, suddenly people who love everything online said, yeah, but it's not as good as also talking to people or seeing them. And then you say, but you've got Zoom. And after a while, that wasn't good enough, even though they love it. So I just think there is something about people that we do need to have the connections, and we need to make it possible for that to happen locally.
Possible and local.
Yeah. And not only have communities where everybody gets their satisfaction a long way away, because then there is no local community. And then you've got communities within communities, of course, because I'm thinking of, be it Christie Walk or Ergo, or, you know, some of the apartments presumably work very well. There are the communities within communities. And when we ran into each other at Prue Lamotte's exhibition, I thought that was so telling. I ended up going three times, and each time I spoke to people I already knew and got introduced to other people I didn't know. And here in that little lovely local street, St. Luke's, there are so many artistic people in that street. But if you don't know that, you miss out. A few of us have decided to just flag to people that we're going to have a afternoon tea somewhere in the parklands, choose a different spot each time, on the third Sunday of the month. And making it afternoon tea means it's really simple. If any COVID regulations come into play or change, you know, there's been no, it's not difficult to amend to that. And in part, it came out of they're not being shared meals in the community at the moment. So I was telling, and it was interesting, there were people primarily from the southwest and the southeast, and we met outside the Hameiji Gardens this time. It was just nice to tell them about Prue's exhibition and get the reactions from those who, I'm amazed, I know the woman you're describing, I don't know her, and others looking like, don't you remember she used, you know, like it was
very nice. Saw her around.
Yes.